I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
On this episode of The Dad Experience, Mike is taking Dad TV with Jorge and flying solo. They talk about online content and just monitoring all the things in this digital age. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Dad TV, and thanks for joining us on this journey we like to call The Dad Experience.
Dad Experience.
All right, welcome to another episode of The Dad Experience. Today Adam is out with a bad kind of some kind of voice-itis. So joining me today is Jorge De Moya. Jorge, how are you doing today?
Good, Mike. How you guys doing? How was bedtime today, bud? Was it
one of the guys had Eli had an early bedtime. He was prompted multiple times to do his homework, and he just wasn't with it, man. He just wasn't feeling the he didn't have his listening ears on, so he had to finish his homework, take a shower, brush his teeth, go to bed. So usually bedtime around here is about 8 o'clock. He had to go to bed around 7:15, 7:30. So
there you go.
His brother, spot on. He's a good listener.
He's a good one.
They're both pretty good, but one listens better than the other sometimes.
Right.
How about you? How's bedtime over at your
house?
Well,
man, as I was talking to you earlier, as you know, I got the 4 and the 3-year-old. They're so close together as Irish twins, basically, that they team up on you.
Right.
They heard, oh, yeah, Dad's going to go jump on a podcast. Daddy's got to go do a little work. And they said, that's great, Dad. We're not going to go to bed then. So they're currently shacked up in my bed with, you know, the wife, and you got the toddler in the crib next door. You know, so she's holding down the fort for me. That means flowers nice. Tomorrow, man. That means flowers tomorrow.
Yay, flowers.
But that's how it goes.
So beautiful.
You know? That's how it goes.
They hear
about something that you got going on right around bedtime, and you're like, please have your listening ears on. You're going to go to bed promptly.
Yep.
And they go, you know what? I'm going to object.
Your plan, Dad, just isn't going to work for me.
Exactly.
I think I'm just going to need to be in this bed just in case you and Mom wanted to get to know each other a little better. I'm going to watch this movie with you guys. Mm-hmm. And now you guys are basically unscrewed. So there it is. So
it goes,
today on the podcast, Jorge, we're talking about apps. And technology, I believe.
Yeah. I thought let's do a little bit of a Dad TV content-based episode, because all of the content that we're talking about in the last couple episodes, you know, movies, TVs, guess what? There is a lot of content not related to movies, not related to TVs. There are hundreds of apps out there that our kids are playing on, whether it's their iPads, their Kindles, their, you know, tablets, video games, you name it. So let's talk about what our kids are doing these days, aside from what they're watching, but what kind of interactive content are they into? What's good for your kids out there in terms of interactive content? What's, you know, you got to watch a little bit. You know, some of the interactive content can delve into, you know, a little bit too violent video games.
A lot of mature stuff out there.
There's a lot of mature stuff out there. How do we make sure that our kids are, you know, interacting with that content at the appropriate time, you know, an appropriate age?
Yep, appropriate age level. And, you know, like I know we've said in previous podcasts, we're the gatekeepers. So we have to monitor what these kids are consuming. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we don't know. I mean, if your kid's playing a game on a tablet or on a console, and you don't know if that game is safe, then, I mean, step up bring your A game.
Yeah, you got to.
Go see what that game is about. Yeah. I mean, if you're like, oh, my son plays Call of Duty, and somebody's like, oh, wow, that's a really violent game. And you say, oh, I didn't know that was a violent game. Well, well,
let me tell you, there's no excuse now, man. I mean, come on. Yeah. The age of saying, oh, I had no idea what the kid's video games were, and trying to blame the video games was just like a late 90s excuse, in my opinion. Yep. No longer applies, because we grew up with video games too, you know?
Yep. And you know what? Growing up, my brother and I got, I think our first game console was it was an Atari 2600. And our favorite games were Combat and Outlaw. Now, both those games in and of themselves, graphically, terrible. Not violent at all. But the idea was there. If you have a tank, I'm going to blow it up. Yes. That's an inherently violent thing to do. Outlaw, cowboys. You could play versus each other. So you would shoot at each other from across the board. Again, the graphics, all squares, not graphic at all, but the idea was there. I'm shooting another person. The games have gotten more graphic, more detailed, faster pace, obviously, if you're talking. Like, I don't know, like a quarter of megahertz. Or something. I don't even know how fast the 2600 is. But
oh man, no, it's crazy right now.
Yeah,
but well, that showed your age. Is the Atari was your first game console?
Atari 2600.
I'm going to show my age. The Nintendo was the first console.
Oh,
and
yeah, I love
again. We go right into Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. Yes, I mean,
It came with a gun, dude.
Yeah,
like there's no other way around it. And you know, everyone talks about, you know, that jerk dog at the end of the game, you know, that comes up laughing every time you miss.
You failed.
You know, it's just teasing you. Yeah. You failed. So, of course, you just sat there playing and shooting as many ducks as you could.
Well, when the initial NES came out, I believe the gun was all gray. And then I don't know how fast they changed it, but then it quickly got into an orange color. And that's the one that I have. We were late adopters to the NES just because, I mean, we had the 2600. My parents figured that was good enough. That's good enough for
that
you
was
guys.
Enough.
And,
that was
you know,
enough.
For a while it was good. For a while it was good. But I did, I played my fair share of Super Mario Brothers. So.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I definitely delved into, you know, video games as a kid and stuff. And, you know, me and my friends were talking about it. With our kids now, they're growing up and we're trying to not get them into video games as quickly. You know, we're like, no, play with the Ninja Turtle toys first before you start playing the video games. Because once you start playing the video games, the toys just disappear.
Yeah, and you know what? As parents, it's okay. I think it's okay if they play some video games. Not all day. I mean, we give them, you know, like half hour, maybe an hour on Saturday or Sunday, but then you got to go play, go do something else, go break something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get away from the TV.
Get
out of the house. Well, not right now. It's cold up here. Cold and no snow, which is ridiculous.
Oh, that's
not
fun. No,
it's not. It's ridiculous. Especially it was super cold today too. And,
jeez.
Yeah. So.
I have to say, I'm enjoying the weather here, and so I'm sorry to gloat about it a little bit, because on Saturday mornings, I'm like, get out of the house, and that's perfect. I just open the door, they go run outside, they got their, you know, their little hockey nets and their skates out there, and I'm like, go mix
nice.
It up.
We're going to be down there in February. Yeah.
Excellent.
So that'll be nice.
That'd be fun.
But back to the video games. Yeah, the idea hasn't really changed much. Like I was saying, with my brother and I playing Outlaw, me shooting his character, shooting mine, my character shooting his. That's a violent act. Now, when they have one person shooting another person, I mean, it can be really graphic. I mean, there's games like Fortnite where you just explode into, you know, a pile of loot, which is fun, but There's other games like, you know, the Call of Duty franchise or the Witcher franchise what else is
Red Dead?
Red Dead Redemption is
you can't get any more realistic than that because I mean it's extremely detailed because it's like you're shooting a rifle, you know, and it's the same kind of effects and same kind of recoil and, you know, reload. Right,
the physics you know, part of like, it's really wow. accurate.
Yeah, the physics behind it is very accurate. Exactly. I mean, this will throw you back. There used to be an app, and I can't remember what it was called, but there was an app that you could recreate different historical shots. Historical assassinations or whatever of historical figures.
Sniper.
And I was just like,
that was in that.
Yeah. It was a sniper something, but it was developed in Europe. And it was a very popular app. And all of a sudden, I mean, it got so much flack about what the content was that it had to be taken off. But there are apps like that. That's the point. There are apps out there that are those kinds of games. So you gotta kind of be wary of what your kids are.
Yeah, like we said earlier, we're the gatekeeper. We can't use the excuse like you said. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? Is your head?
Yeah.
Where's your head? With your head up your butt? What are you doing?
What are your kids playing? In terms of like. Video games, like do they play in video games?
They
yet?
Do.
Are they at that age?
I have a number of retro consoles downstairs, and they play on the Nintendo. They play Batman. They play Ninja Turtles. I think it's just called Arcade TMNT on the original Nintendo. And then they play on the 64. They play Mario Kart and Gauntlet.
Those are solid. Those are solid games for that
nothing,
age.
Nothing too scary there. And then they play Mario Kart on the Wii, Mario Kart on 64. They also play Boom Blocks. That's an awesome game if you haven't played it. It's like. You're throwing like an object at the screen and you're knocking stuff down. You're knocking blocks down. I think Spielberg was involved in it.
Right.
I'm not sure. Yeah. It's a really well done game. It's super fun.
I thought I would have heard of that one. And that's like interactive.
Yep. And you're also, you're also reading. You're reading numbers. You're aiming at different objectives on the screen. And both boys can play at the same time, which is nice. Then they play on the 360. What do they play on the 360? On 360, they just I actually let them play Halo and Call of Duty. Now they're not playing the campaign on any of them. I'm just dropping them into a multiplayer map where they just they just walk around and. Drive the vehicles and look at stuff. And that's basically, yeah.
Whatever.
And then on PlayStation 4 upstairs, they play Rayman Legends. They both love that because that's a two-player game. Then Ratchet and Clank, and then Power Rangers, and a little bit of Fortnite. Which again, we just do the sandbox, or I think it's the playground. They just do the play. They don't play with anybody else. They just play in the map with each other, and they just again look around.
See, that's good. I like that though, because you know what? I mean, when you're a little bit older, and when the kids start to get a little bit older, then you can start doing the online campaigns and interacting with others. Now there's no need for that, so especially when like one of my cousins for Christmas was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? We picked you for Secret Santa. Oh, just a gift card. I want to buy a shirt and some jeans for my Fortnite character. And I was like, how about I buy you a shirt and jeans for yourself?
It's not going to work, man.
Because I'm not seriously upgrading fake stuff. Your Fortnite character.
This is a great spot for us to take a brief pause. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can get our podcast along with many other podcasts on that app. You can get it at the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. Also, stick around to the end of the episode so you can hear about another great podcast that if you like the Dad Experience, we're sure you'll like. More after the break. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We are here with Mike and Jorge. They are flying solo on this one, so it's a great episode, and we're going to continue on with video games and online content.
See, now my kids are a little bit too young for the video games, but they do have, you know, the iPads and stuff, and we gave them probably one of the oldest iPads that we ever had and was like, okay, the iPad can only hold three games or three apps. So nice, Nick Jr. app nice. And Disney app. And that's it. I was just like, that's it. There's no need for any more than that.
Can't fit. As long as there's Netflix on there, then you're all set.
Right. And Netflix. Yeah. And that was it. I was just like, you know what, man, that doesn't need to have any more apps than that. But there are so many apps as I discovered, you know, and for little kids now, it's like there's so many. I mean, you know, what do you pick?
Right, right. And that's important too. And my boys have tablets as well. They both have, actually my youngest has my old iPad, which again, like your kids, it can't hold anything on it, which I feel bad for. But his brother has a newer one that can hold a lot, which leads to some jealousy. A lot, because he's got this game and he doesn't have that game, and it just, you know, turns into a big battle. But
like what are the games that they're playing on there now, like the apps and stuff,
the applications? Well, you know what, they play a few games on there. We try to limit the number of games on there versus having like more educational apps. So we kind of stress more of the educational apps on the iPads.
So that's what I like too. You know, I know a lot of parents go to that ABC Mouse.
Yep, that's a nice one.
Which is Disney connected. And you say it's a nice one. I have yet to try it, to be honest.
It's pretty good.
Because I hear it's costly.
It is pricey, but I think you can get like a trial.
It's pricey, man.
I think you can get a trial, and if you like it, then you can keep going it.
There you go.
But
so the PBS Kids app is free. So
that's a good one. Like, you that know has what? Shows.
Sorry,
too.
Disney.
That has shows too.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
But I think we subscribe to the PBS app, so they can watch whatever, you know, they watch the Wildcrats and stuff like that. I'm not sure if they really.
Right, right. And I love the PBS app. Also has a bunch of stuff for like nature shows, and you know they do it with like kid narrators, so they, you know, they get a kick out of it. You know, they get a kick out of seeing, you know, some of the animals doing all kinds of crazy stuff, or you know, big old buffalo, and they're like, "Dad, that's a buffalo." I'm like, "Yes, it is." If you see one in real life, please
that's
get
not
in the
friendly.
Car.
Don't touch it. Do you let your kids use any of the educational apps on the tablets?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like to help them read and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, what I love right now is that Amazon has this thing called Amazon Free Time, which is a parental guided tablet. And on that tablet, you use your Amazon account, you know, just a standard Amazon account. It doesn't have to be Prime or anything. And then you can buy for like the whole year. And per tablet, it's, you know, $12.99 or something like that. And it covers the whole year of content. And on that app, you get books, interactive books like a Kindle. So you can select different books from the PBS site, from the Disney site, from the Nick Jr. site, and you can download them. So then you can read different books, and they'll even help you with the words and pronunciations of the words and all that. So that Amazon free time is awesome for, you know, three and up, because you can just
is that included with Prime?
It's not included with Prime. That's the only kicker. It's something separate. No, it's
another thing. It's like the music, whatever.
Exactly.
Music it's unlimited.
It's like getting the music unlimited. Exactly. So it's separate from Prime. But I mean, if you have multiple kids and, you know, their great grandma was like, what the heck do I get your kids for Christmas? And we're like, I don't know. Amazon free time iPads?
Yeah.
A subscription. Sure.
That's awesome.
She had no idea. She had no idea what it was. She's like, you know, in Spanish.
Here's my credit card number.
Yeah, right.
Here's money. Go buy it.
And it has all kinds of little games and stuff. My kid now is loving the Lego Batman app on the game. And it's just a little game where, you know, you tap the Lego Batman and he goes around and he, you know, breaks different little Legos.
Nice.
He thinks it's hysterical. So
that's funny. We use a couple different apps for the boys to use in an educational sense. Like we bought the application Endless Reader, which is a reading program. So that it basically has like a like the alphabet, and you can pick a letter, and then the application will read you a story. It'll highlight the words as it reads them to reinforce, you know, like that's what this word looks like and sounds like as it's reading it. And then it has different spelling activities where you can drag and drop the letters to spell the words. It's really pretty good. And then on our phones, you know, when we're out and about, you know, like at dinner or something, we, instead of giving them a game, we give them it's called the Sight Words Ninja.
Yes, that's a great one.
And then there's a Alligator App Sight Words. So they're both sight words, so they can just get a little practice. I mean, since they're in kindergarten, first grade, I mean, every little bit helps.
Absolutely. But those are great because they feel like just a game, you know? They're not.
Yeah, and they're fun.
They're fun little
games. The ninja one's fun.
They're fun little games. It doesn't feel like you're, you know, as you look at it as a parent. And I'm just like, that's a game. You can't fool me.
Yeah.
You're not teaching me.
Yeah.
It's a game. Okay. Don't try to trick me. I see what's going on here. It's a game.
It's got some learning in there.
It does, though. It tricks you. That's the whole point. You know, it's like,
they're like, but I have a ninja sword. I'm cutting words in half. Right. I'm getting points, so I'm winning. I don't know why you gave me this game, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing it now. What about you? Any games that you like? Any learning games like when you're out and about that you utilize to help? You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Satiate the kids' desire to go crazy.
Yeah, the leapfrog stuff is something that I've always kind of helped with, you know, with the kids and stuff. They do have a leapfrog, and, you know, you buy little separate books. So it doesn't feel like they're on our phone or on their tablet, but, you know, it's still an interactive piece, and it's, you know, it's got that, you know, substantial that it's, you know, like a hard copy kind of thing. So they have little books, and in each little book, you know, they use the pen and they push down on, you know, the book itself, and it walks you through the book, whether you're learning numbers or you're learning new letters. Being that they're VPK and 3, you know, so pre-K, they get, you know, opposite book, and it, you know, this is, you know, black, this is white, this is up, this is down.
This is big, this is small.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's important stuff.
And it's important stuff. And, you know, now it's hysterical because, you know, my daughter and my son were using those, you know, leapfrog type things with the opposites. And now they're just constantly asking, is that an opposite? You know, like, We have a dog.
Yeah, once they
is the opposite of dog cat? I go, kind of. It's just another animal.
I guess. Well,
so it's like everything now is like, so is that the opposite of this? And is that the opposite of that? And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, they're trying to learn. Yeah. And yeah, that's it's important.
Oh no,
that's
important.
A good stepping stone.
It's great. Just 35 opposite questions later, you're like, can we take a break? I need a break.
Here, you know what? I'm going to give you these cards. You can ask me this many questions.
Right?
Once you're out of cards, you're out of questions.
Don't use them all in one day. Don't use them all in one sitting at dinner.
Right. You get 3 cards for today.
Yeah.
What? Only 3?
Next thing you know, they're asking.
Or you're hardcore.
Is the appetizer the opposite of the entree? No, no. That's something completely different.
No.
So those are some of the educational ones. Yeah. Those are the educational ones we've been using is the leapfrog, which is great because, you know, it's definitely right up their speed. Yeah.
That's awesome. We had purchased a leapfrog pad, a leap pad years and years ago. The screen was broke inside of 3 hours. It was awful.
Oh,
I was
like,
you dropped it? I was like, okay, well, I mean, it's on this. I mean, they're built super strong, except for the screen. What'd he drop it on? A corner. By screen.
Of course.
By screen.
That was it.
Yeah. That ended the short life of that leap pad. <It's> terrible. You're like, oh, man, we got like 4 games for this stupid thing. Now the screen's whatever. Should have probably tried to return it, but we didn't.
Well, let me ask you then. So, like, you see, we have all this interactive content, and there's so many apps. What are your like 3 go to for your boys, based on their age?
Based on their age,
like, what's?
I would say the 3 go to apps would be Endless Reader. That's a must. I mean, it's fun. It's got, you know, like interesting graphics and, you know, it's telling the kids a story. PBS Kids is awesome for just entertainment wise. You know, they can go on and watch a show like Netflix. Yeah. Some of the stuff is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of shifty, but PBS I really trust. I mean, it's got, you know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I mean, he's awesome. Anything with Mr. Rogers is okay in my book. PBS Kids. And then, you know, for game-wise, you can't beat Minecraft. It's awesome. I mean, the kids can go in there. It's not violent. You can build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the boys, since they're both similar age, they can play on the same world. And then, you know, one can build something awesome, and then the other can just be like, I don't like what you built here, so I'm just going to destroy it. So then we got to quash all the fights for that. That's really annoying. Daddy blew up my castle.
Now, how do you break up that fight within Minecraft? Do you have to get into the game yourself and be like, you know what, you go build over there, and you go build over
there? Well, it's usually, you know what, it's usually the younger one, Liam, who's destroying all the stuff that Eli's trying to build. And he, oh, man, he's real... he's a real stinker. He knows what he's doing. He's like, he knows what's going on. I'm waiting for you to build your castle, Eli, so I can knock it down. That's not nice, Liam. Don't do it. So I'll just go grab Liam's pad and move him around the world so he can't find him, at least for a little bit. So then he's got to, you know, hide and seek.
But Minecraft is... do you have to pay? Like, are there in-app purchases? Because those can, I don't know about you, but those are dangerous.
Absolutely.
When the kids are playing those and they somehow at 4 or 3 years old will figure out your password.
Yes.
To, you know, the in-app purchases. And the next thing you know, $100 on your bill. And you're like, I didn't spend $100.
Right. It's, you know, you have to buy the game. And then, yes, there are in-app purchases, but there are there are paywalls and, you know, security measures. As long as you're keeping your secret code from your kids, you should be okay. So parents, be mindful of when you're typing in your passwords, because they're looking. Handed my son his iPad the other day, and then I picked up mine. He's like, "Hey, Dad, I know your password." And I was like, "What?" Because now it's not like a 4-digit password. It's like the, you know, I think it's 6 digits now.
Yeah, it's like a six digit now. Yeah, they tried to make.
And then he just popped it right in. I was like, "Oh, jeez, man, I'm not. I gotta link my fingerprint." to this stupid iPad, so he can't get into it. But how about you, Jorge?
Well, to jump on that though, somehow, I'll tell you this, just a quick story. Somehow my 4-year-old was playing one of the apps that my wife likes to play. And it's like this Disney game where you kind of build a Disney world. And, you know, she was just kind of showing her how it was. And, you know, she was learning a more advanced game. And, you know, it's kind of like a Sims, Disney build rides and build the buildings and collect coins and stuff. And one time at dinner, she asked to play it. I said, sure, why not? So she played it. And the next thing you know, my wife Kelly's like, did you spend $40 on the in-app purchase?
What?
And I'm like, no. I did not. And somehow the 4-year-old figured out the password. Mind you, our passwords are like phrases. So somehow, it's not like a quick little 4-digit code or anything. We pick obscure phrases, kind of like a funny thing we have always done. And somehow she figured it out. Either that, or she snuck in through a back door or something and purchased $40 worth of stuff. I was like, you cannot save it. Cannot save your passwords.
Well, on the iPhones, they have like a timer. Like, your password is good for X amount of time. At least in the past it was. So that might your wife entered her password in to play the game, and then it was within that allotted time that she was like, oh, I need some, man, yeah, I need some more buildings here. So, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Chalk it up.
No, it was crazy. $40. Just chalk it up. I'll just put it on my parents' bill.
Pay for this, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks for my castle.
But, right? Yeah, brand new castle. I was like, geez, I didn't even want to pay for that.
I paid for electricity. I paid for fake castle. All right.
A fake imaginary castle. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. Well, I have to say though, the three apps and games that I really like for my kids, I have to go with PBS Kids as well though. They love that one. And we use the Amazon Free Times, which are great because they have little individual apps per the shows, which is something that I found to be very fun for the kids. My daughter loves the Peppa Pig app and the Shopkins app, which are, you know, toys and stuff. And they have little mini episodes for TV content. And then so now she plays like a racing game with the Shopkins app. And she plays a few matching games that they have on the Peppa Pig app. And those are individual apps that you can get using the Amazon Free Time ones. And then my son right now he is Lego Batman to the max. So he's excited about the Lego Batman movies and the Lego movies. He builds the Legos now and he's getting super creative with them, which is awesome because he'll play the app. He'll destroy some bad guys with the Lego Batmans. And then he goes and he does it in real life with his actual Legos. So when you're able to connect those two, it's easier to get your kids off of the devices and let them go play because there's a connection. You know, there's that, oh yeah, you were just playing the app, but you know what? The app's about to go to sleep. Why don't you go play with the real thing? and automatic, like without even thinking, you know, he's like, yeah, I'll go destroy some of the bad guys with the actual Lego Batman that I have. You know, so that kind of helps, you know, think of what your kids are into and then kind of help them make a connection to some of their toys or some of the things that they do, you know, outside of the tablets and outside of the digital world, and do a little bit of cross, you know, and it helps. It helps.
Yeah. You like Peppa Pig? Yeah.
You like Peppa Pig? I'm sorry. Yeah. You like Peppa Pig? Get you buy them the house with the toys of Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of crossplay to it.
Super.
So that's something that I've always liked. I've always liked that ability to do that. Cause then, you know, you also, as a parent, let me tell you, a lot easier to get your kids to disconnect, because then there's just like a smooth transition, you know?
Yeah. It's not like you're setting it. Okay. Well, in 5 minutes, I'm going to, you know, rip this Band-Aid off and then,
right.
You can go run screaming and do something else. transition is a lot gentler. Look, you're playing you're playing Lego on the TV. Awesome. Guess what? We're going to shut this off and look at this. You got Legos in your room here. Congratulations. Let's go.
A little bit of transition and, you know, a little bit of variety. Yeah. It never hurts, man. That's what's key too with all the interactive content. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, let them play on the tablet or whatever for X amount of time, and then, you know, let them watch a show, then switch them up, send them outside, you know?
Well, what do you say, Jorge?
I think that's solid, yeah. Man. I think that's good. I'd like to hear from our audience, you know, like,
yeah,
the world of interactive apps is endless. It's deep.
Yeah, let us know.
There's all kinds of stuff.
What apps and cross play have you introduced to your kids? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. And if we missed out on an app that you would recommend, you know, hit us up, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. If there's something else that would, you know, that you don't think other people know about, let us know. Hit us up on the social media.
Maybe you're developing an app
so that we can.
Who knows?
Yeah. Let us know.
Got a new one coming out, you know, let us know. That'd be fun. See if there's any new educational apps out there that people, you know, parents are developing. Maybe they saw something for their kids that would be helpful for other kids. Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be cool to hear about too.
Well, Jorge, how can they find you?
Well, guys, you can find me on my Instagram at Dad of Moya. You know, you can see a few things there, and also be sure to check out my production company at 90 Miles Media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And give me a shout on either or about the episode, any kind of apps that you're into, and interactive content, and start a dialogue.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, once again, my name is Mike, and this has been the Dad Experience, and I'm glad you were here to join us.
Take care, boys.
Don't forget that the Dad Experience is part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can get us on their app as well as many other great podcasts. If you want to be on the show, want to reach out to us, email us experienceanddad@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, The Dad Experience or The Dad Experience Podcast. Have a great one, and we'll catch you next time on The Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents On Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.